True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 5 o'clock-ish.
Hey, anybody tap the keg yet? I'll pump.
This is U.S. Open Week with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
You're not doing anything later. Why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dress nice, huh?
Oh, all right.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It is one half of your sports bros, Rop. That's me. Big Sook is not over there. And Ryan Buckley is here. Very big week for Dr. Buckley, as he is the noted sprint try Clydesdale of the show, and his big race, the sprint try, is Saturday in Bend.
Saturday morning.
And we're all... Well,
we're all what?
I
don't think we're all anything.
We're all in support of you and thinking about you.
Oh, thanks.
I was going to say we're looking forward to that.
I don't need to be eulogized just yet.
We're really not. Well, we hope you don't die.
I also hope I don't die.
We think you're going to finish. And I bet you it was awesome at the pool today when all the people there got to see you in your little wetsuit.
Yeah, I'm sure the other swimmers in normal bathing wear were quite taken aback when this man jumped in the 78 degree pool in his wetsuit. Wetsuit. Yeah. Gosh, I can't speak.
Well, it's going to be fun. Big Sook's out. He was supposed to go on a golf trip. He could not go because he got sick. So he's sick, and he may or may not be back tomorrow. I don't know. I don't even know where he was going to go. Wild times in the Sook household. Maybe he's got COVID. You think he's got the vid?
Maybe.
Does that even matter anymore, or?
It won't to him.
That is very true.
I mean, if he does, I guess he would probably just not come in until he tested negative, but he probably wouldn't care a whole lot.
He's not going to test for COVID.
Oh, that's right. He said he's not going to test again.
No. Yeah. He would just say, well, what's the difference?
I'm not feeling. What does everybody think?
And I think that's fair. I mean, like, at this point, are we still testing for COVID? Like, how much?
I don't know.
I don't know that we are. I think we're just saying, hey, I got the flu. I'll be back when I feel better. So hopefully we'll get our big fella back tomorrow. Coming up this hour, boy, I missed something in sports. And this happens. But we're going to talk about it. Boy! We have fun with sports audio, and that will be in a moment. But first, I want to talk about something my wife didn't like.
Oh, yes. I'm excited to hear about this.
Now, does your wife ever, like, you're watching sports or something, and she happens to be paying attention, and she's got hot takes about things? Does she ever do that with you?
Maybe a little bit. Like, she'll be taken aback by something that happens, and she'll be like, they just do that, or he just does that? And I'm like, well, yeah. And she's like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, no, that's what they do. And so there's some of that goes on, but there's very rarely the scenario where she's like, oh, I think that this entire way of thinking for the way this thing is done is off or doesn't make sense. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, every once in a while, she doesn't really. Well, I've told you before, she thinks that she doesn't understand why kickers miss. Like, that is, they have one job.
Most NFL fans don't.
Right. And she'll go to her grave. She's like, what? I mean, you have one job to do. Make the kick.
Swing your leg forward. That's it, right?
Not hard. But, and she has others. Every once in a while, she'll just come out with a hot take. This one, I was like, wow, seemed a little harsh, but because we don't know the personal business of the Walton family, but we were watching on the news that Bill Walton's wife is auctioning off all his memorabilia.
When you were gone, Suk and I caught wind of this, and have you gone to the website for it?
No, but I got an email today about it.
There are like hundreds of items, and it's not just like, oh, he's auctioning off a ring. Like, Suk was like thinking maybe he could angle to get one of his old official Blazers issued like travel bags or something like that. There's a bunch of, you can get old bicycles, you can get the costumes that he dressed up in for dead shows. There's everything on there, and it's kind of cool, but not if it's just because the family's trying to make a bunch of cash. I don't know.
Well, why do you have a problem with her doing this?
Not necessarily.
I mean, it's none of my business. She can do what she wants with her things.
Well, I guess I would if I knew that, like, I don't know, the kids wanted it or something like that. If things held sentimental value.
Wait, are there Walton kids?
I don't know.
Oh, other than, I guess, Luke.
Luke. I mean, I think there's four of them. Three or four of them.
Why doesn't Luke want any of this stuff?
Maybe, and that's what I don't know. Maybe he does. Or maybe he doesn't.
Or maybe she's just giving the middle finger to all of them. It's like, I'm going to make a buck off of this.
Yeah, it's unclear why this stuff isn't, why they had all this stuff before and now they don't desire it anymore. I mean, I guess if you're ready to move on, you're ready to move on.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't want to judge somebody who, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
No, it's fine to clear, like, people clear stuff out. That's fine.
Yeah, my wife doesn't think that.
But it's also like his championship ring with the Blazers is in the lot. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's the big stuff as well as the really ancillary stuff.
Yeah, this says the Bill Walton 1977 Trailblazers championship ring. They estimate that to go for between $50,000 and $100,000. 1972 and 73, Bill Walton UCLA Bruins NCAA championship rings, between $50,000 and $75,000 each. 1986 Boston Celtics championship ring, $50,000 to $100,000. His Hall of Fame induction ring, $30,000 to $50,000. Let's see, 50 greatest players ring, between $25,000 and $50,000. Game-worn jersey, 77-78. Blazers jersey, $25,000 to $50,000. James Naismith Player of the Year trophy, $15,000 to $25,000. Bill Walton's NBA Most Valuable Player Award, $75,000. And Boston Celtics Professional Model jersey, 1986-87, $15,000 to $25,000. They're going to raise a lot of money here.
You would think. Yeah, there's some really cool stuff in there.
Grateful Dead related materials relating to Bill Walton's status as one of the most ardent followers of the band, various awards and other stuff from UCLA and NBA playing career, unique post-career materials to include broadcasting relating items and Bill Walton's famed teepee from his San Diego home.
Yeah, there are a bunch of correspondences too. Like you can see letters of congratulations that he received from other greats of the game or letters that he sent to somebody else. It's pretty cool.
Would you ever do that with all your famous radio stuff that you're
doing? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I wonder what he, maybe that's what he wanted.
Maybe.
Maybe he, that, see, that's the other thing, is we never really know. So maybe he said to her, hey, you don't want any of this stuff. Let's make sure to give it to my fans, my people.
But you're not giving it to them. You're selling it.
I love bridges.
That's true.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Because the most Walton thing would be to have some raffle and just give everything away and let every fan get a piece of the Bill Walton stuff.
Cool. I love volcanoes.
And I'm not saying that anyone should be beholden to that, but that would seem very Walton to me.
Well, Nurse Nice wasn't having it. She doesn't think they should be doing that.
What does she think they should be doing with it?
Well, I don't know.
Like,
this is what I
put it, like, because it depends what you think the alternative should be. If she thinks there's a good place for it, fine. Well, but if she thinks they should put it in boxes in the attic, look, what's the point?
I love her, but she often projects. So to her, she's projecting that she would never do that with, I don't know, me or her dad or, so, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, she's projecting.
Stuff of loved ones of hers.
Yeah. She's like, why would you do that? She just put it in a box and never see it for 30 years.
So that is what she wants then, is when that sort of thing happens with someone else, she will keep all those things, but put them away and never look at them.
Pretty much.
So then
that's
you're
what
like,
she's done
gets
so far.
Back to what's the point then?
Right. Right. I'm with Mrs. Walton. All right. Coming up next, we've got a little bit of fun with sports audio on the fan. Yeah, I've got my U.S. Open preview coming up next. I'm already ready.
I'm excited. The fact that your bets are in the barn.
Yeah, I've already bet. Excited. Sometimes it takes me a little longer, but we've seen the U.S. Open at this course. This is a famous course. We know this course. So I was ready to pounce today, and I'm excited. So the U.S. Open starts Thursday. We'll have the preview next. Apparently, there's a new fun game in sports, maybe the NFL, but maybe all of sports. I don't know. But players are calling their coaches.
Or other teammates.
Or other teammates.
Is one that I've seen.
Yeah. And they are telling them good night. They're calling them to tell
Just
them good night.
Just call them to say good night.
And
it's a dumb, funny bit.
It's very dumb, but yeah, I kind of like it.
It's the reason it's funny is because it's really stupid, but the reaction from the person always not understanding why someone would, a coworker or a player, you know, teammate would be calling them to tell them goodnight, it's like totally disarming. They're like, why would you, what, okay.
Well, I think that it is a pretty good human experiment, is it not? To
Definitely.
See how they react.
Because it's like, totally out of the norm for people.
Well, and I would imagine a lot of football coaches want no part of their players calling them at night. And I don't know. How would they handle it? Well, I guess we've got one here. This is Micah Parsons of the Cowboys calling his new coach, Brian Schottenheimer.
What up, buddy?
What up, coach?
What you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say good night.
Okay. I love that, bro. What's going on? Y'all good?
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, as player to coach, just checking in on you, mental, say goodnight, hope fans well, see you Monday, you know, excited about next week, just a good night.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, look, I know this is weird for everybody, man, but look, you're handling everything the right way, bro, and this thing's going to get worked out, and I'm thrilled to see where we take this thing, man. We're building something special, and you're going to be a huge part of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, Shotty. Take a shotty for me when you got a chance, man.
Hey, I'm drinking a shotty right now. Get ready. Turn in for the night, brother.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man, for real. And I look forward to seeing you Monday, and it's going to be a great week.
Hell yeah. See you soon, coach.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Later.
So kind of cute.
It is, and I also got the sense at the beginning, Schottenheimer was really alarmed because he thought something was wrong with
his
guy.
Well, he said, you all right?
Well, yeah, and like, he said it in a way like, dude, are you having a mental crisis? Or because it's so abnormal for a star player to just call their coach up and say, I just want to say goodnight.
Well, it's cool that he answered.
Yes, and that how he eventually received it. But
yeah, and then he was like, all right, hey, man. And if you don't know, Micah Parsons is up for a new contract. Which is why he said, this is weird right now, but we're all going to get through. It's going to be fine. He was talking about his contract negotiations, probably pretty awkward around there. But, and then this also raises, well, one, the first question I had about that was, did Schottenheimer know, was like, were they both in on that? It kind of sounded a little bit like it.
Well, the video was cut towards the end, like they were, like it jumped. But I thought that the first reaction from Schottenheimer was very authentic, almost like he had that, oh my gosh, I'm the head guy now, and my star player's in trouble, and that's why he's calling me at this time, and like he's just saying he wants to talk or say goodnight.
It's true, but then he turned into kind of press conference mode.
Yeah, once he realized everything was okay, he's like, oh, it's just my guy, I don't know, doing a bit or calling me or something. He got very kind of cliche. And
well, I can see how players would like it when if the coach answers and is cool like that.
Yeah.
Like that would actually be a good that's good for Schottenheimer. And his team.
What would be a poor reaction from a head coach?
Well, just not answering. ignoring, getting mad.
Or being like,
why the hell? Like, I could see a lot of them be like, dude, stop freaking calling me unless you need something.
Yeah. I'm guessing, how long do you think is the list of guys on the Dallas Cowboys team that could call Schottenheimer just to say goodnight and get away with it?
Wait, what? Say what?
How many guys on the team could call Schottenheimer and just say goodnight and get away with it? It's easy because it's Micah Parsons. You're not going to do anything to him. But if it's like, you know, your backup right guard looking for one of the 53 spots, is he doing that? Is he?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe he is, and maybe coach thinks it's great. I don't know.
Or maybe Schottenheimer comes in on Monday. He's like, guys, my phone is off at 8 p.m. So if you want to call me before 8 p.m.
All good nights going to have to happen before 8 o'clock.
The other question that raises is, what is a shoddy?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. I could get why his nickname would be that, but it sounds like it's more than just a name.
Shoddy's a big drinker. What did you think a shoddy was? Like, what did you have any idea of what maybe Brian Schottenheimer drinks?
I thought that they were just, like, in the Parsons video, which you sent me first and I listened to first, I thought he was just saying, like, that's their way of saying take a shot, because he's like, Schottenheimer, like, I'm going to have a shot right now. Like, that's what I thought they were referencing, but it turns out it's more than that.
It's a drink.
Hey, like, Shotty, the schedule.
They said, what's in the cup?
It's a shoddy.
Yo!
Tito's.
A little tea.
Water. Three lemons.
Okay. Shoddy.
Yeah, it's a shoddy.
Shoddy McLovin.
Yeah. I like it.
Hey,
hydrate while you have a good time.
Yeah, hydrate and heat up. Because it's hot. It's about 100 degrees out here.
It's so hot. That's why I'm not playing. That's why you guys aren't playing.
They were on a golf course. Do you think he's a psychopath? The fact that he has Tito's, water, and three lemons?
Do you think he's drunk?
Maybe.
That seems like a very alcoholic move.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at the cup in the video, it's like a paper. Like a paper, like, takeaway cup that you would get. It's not a cocktail glass. It's not what you would get served a cocktail in at a golf course. You remember the Scott McLuhan thing that, I think he was with the Commanders, but he was a former Niners exec. He was a GM, I think, for the Commanders, and he got caught with vodka in his Gatorade bottle walking around practices at like 11 in the morning.
Ooh,
and
no.
Had a whole thing. I'm not saying this is that, but boy, that's a boring ass drink.
Yeah.
Water, lemon, and vodka.
It really, first of all, you don't want to gain 800 pounds.
I get that, but you could do that with a little club soda.
Yeah.
You could, I don't know.
You're right. It is reminiscent of someone who has a lot of them, so they have to drink it like that in order to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, otherwise, why wouldn't you just have like a vodka soda with lemon? That seems like the smart.
Don't they call that a skinny bitch?
I don't know. Do they? Maybe.
Isn't that what that is?
Probably. But vodka soda with a lemon just seems more acceptable than vodka, water,
very weird.
Three lemon wedges.
Very weird. So now we're worried about shoddy. Well, apparently this is a bit. Somebody texted in and said this has been a bit with just regular bros calling each other on social media. And like, hey, good night.
So that's where the NFL dudes have gotten it. It's probably just started as a TikTok challenge.
Exactly. Don't ever call me and tell me good night.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
I won't answer, although I am going to call Dusty tonight.
You want to call Sue and tell him good night and see how his tummy's feeling?
I'm going to call Dusty and be like, hey, boss, just checking on you.
So how are things going? You good?
You all right? Good night. Okay, just want to tell you good night. It's a good bit.
Here's a good bit.
All right, let's get to U.S. Open week. It is U.S. Open week. A preview next on The Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Question. All right, it's time now for a golf preview, as it is U.S. Open week. We have another major. Masters won by Rory McIlroy. PGA Championship won by Scottie Scheffler. The elites have knocked out the first two majors. Now we have the United States Open. They're going to Oakmont Country Club, which is outside of Pittsburgh. It's a brute, one of the hardest courses in the country. As a matter of fact, I've heard a few people who have played it say that if you are not a decent golfer to good golfer, you don't want to play there. It's not one of its whole bit is that it's hard. As a matter of fact, there is the old anecdotes. I don't know if this is true, maybe it's legend, but whoever built the course would follow people around who were shooting good scores on the course and find out where they were
finding success and try to ruin it
for them. Finding success and absolutely ruin it for them. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yes.
That's diabolical.
It certainly is. But that's its whole bit, is that it's hard. They want the greens running super fast there. Apparently the members play it 14, 15, 16 on the stamp all the time. This is the only USGA course or the US Open course where the USGA has to actually slow the greens down from what they're saying. So their greens are huge. They're Augusta-like. The greens really are the defense. That and thick rough, which is signature US Open. But they're huge and hilly greens, and the TV doesn't show that. But one person said that basically, every 4-to-5 footer starts outside the hole. So you're going to see a lot of guys three putting. If you don't hit the fairway consistently, you're dead. Got to play the angles. It's a full test of the best players. It's going to be great. This will be a great one. Last time they played here was 2016. Dustin Johnson won. And it'll be essential to be accurate off the tee.
What do we know what score he won with?
I think he was only 4 or 5 under.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And for the record, I like it when the golf course forces the golfers to play it the way it's supposed to be played and not just swing out of their shoes. My issue is more just with the specificity of the rough length. But I like it when there are scores close to even and getting a birdie seems near impossible.
Yeah, it's going to piss a lot of guys off out there. I mean, guys are going to get frustrated. It's going to test their scrambling ability to get up and down. It's going to test lag putting big time.
You know where my brain goes. Who are we fading?
Well, I'm actually fading both Rory and Scotty this weekend.
Ooh.
Or this week. Yeah.
Tasty.
I mean, I had both of, you know, look, I'm not a bet bragger, but I had both of them to win each of the majors that they won. Won some money on them, but this does not seem like a Scotty-Rory type of week. I mean, Rory just missed he was like 9 over last week. He was like second to last at the Canadian Open.
He came out, and after not doing media at all the previous event, he basically came out and said, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I was just as motivated to go out and grind 3-4 hours on the range, you know, after that pinnacle.
He switched his driver, and he can't find a fairway. And listen, last time I checked, I was just pointing out that at Oakmont, you got to find the fairway.
You're going to need that.
This is going to be a bad, I think it's going to be a bad week for Rory. But then again, he's an elite player, so maybe he's got it figured out and he will come out guns a-blazing. I also think it's a course that will frustrate Scottie Scheffler. You know, the U.S. Open's a little different, and I hate to say this, I really do, but it's a Bryson DeChambeau-style tournament and a Bryson DeChambeau-style course.
Don't we kind of like him now?
Some people do. I don't.
Oh, I thought you were kind of coming around on Bryson.
I mean, he's fun to watch, but he is definitely not. He's not my favorite guy. I just think he's a douchebag. But a lot of golfers are douchebags. You know, Bryson DeChambeau's won 2 out of the last 5 U.S. Opens. He's accurate. And he hits it a mile. And his putting is really strong. That's the recipe at this golf course. So, and, you know, I mean, he was right there at the Masters, and he was right there at the PGA Championship. So 5 of his last 6 majors, he's finished 6th, 2nd, 1st, 5th, and 2nd. And there was one open that he missed the cut across the pond. But this sets up better than anywhere else for Bryson DeChambeau. And again, I'm telling you, I hate to say that. So I don't see how he's not in the running on this course, and I have placed a wager on him to win the tournament. Because, believe it or not, Scottie and Rory are still way bigger favorites than Bryson, and I don't think it should be this week. So this will be the first time in several majors I don't have a position on Scottie or Rory. I don't see it. Now, Scottie can burn me big time. He's awesome. He's the best player out there. But really stiff tests like this can get him frustrated. And I don't know. I could see this being one of those weeks where Scottie's whining about fairness. Or whining about the rough. Yeah, just like, yeah, and that's when he's not winning. 2 dark horses I'll give you, and I don't even know if they're dark horses. But they're certainly not among the favorites. Harris English is a player I like at this golf tournament. Okay. He was top 5 at Winged Foot, which is a similar style, and he rises up on harder courses. This is perfect for him. And Sepp Straka's having a hell of a year. He's having a great year. He hits it long. He hits it straight.
Sepp.
And,
Is Sepp short for something, or is that the full name?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know much about Sepp.
Is he Swiss? Is he Austrian?
He is, I want to say Austrian. Let's take a look.
I know he's like a Team Europe guy, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he's Austrian. And his name is Joseph.
Oh, so yeah, okay. It's like saying Joe. It's like Joseph.
But, you know, call him. Yeah, there you go. What else? A couple guys I think you should watch out for on this at this event. Tommy Fleetwood and Corey Connors.
Okay.
Fleetwood, because he likes hard tracks, like he's and he's straight. He can hit the fairways. I just think there's a huge advantage for a guy who is just going to miss the rough and hit the fairways a lot. And Fleetwood's that guy.
There's been a lot of discourse about Fleetwood recently, like how much money he's made and how well, like what a great career he's had, and he's never won a tournament.
Not in the U.S. He hasn't.
Yeah, hasn't won a PGA tournament.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll win the U.S. Open. I'm just saying, like, I think this is a guy who can top 20.
Who can score well, yeah.
Yeah. Corey Connors is another guy who I doubt has what it takes to win it because of his putter. But
sounds like a first-round leader.
Yeah, he's been hitting it better than anybody this year. And big greens like that, he can lag putt. I like him. Long shot worth a look. Maybe Christian Bezuidenhout, maybe Davis Riley. A couple of former champs that are way down the list that like U.S. Open styles. Matt Fitzpatrick, Gary Woodland.
The Gare Bear.
Gary Woodland, he likes U.S. Open courses. You remember his major? He won the U.S. Open at Pebble. Matthew Fitzpatrick won it just a couple of years ago. He's been playing better as of late. So those are just a few of my U.S. Open picks for you. But I think Bryson's going to win the tournament.
And what are his current odds at?
I bagged him at plus 800 today on DraftKings.
Okay.
And I believe he's already been bet down to plus 750.
Okay.
which I don't love taking that out of the gate. What I usually like to do, and if like Scotty's like plus 230.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
I read that he's the, and I might have even sent it to you, but I want to say that he's the biggest U.S. Open favorite since Tiger Woods, and I think it might have been at Winged Foot, but it was since Tiger Woods in, I think, 2008 when he was a plus 175.
It's crazy. And he was he was plus four something at PGA Championship, and he won it. And Rory was plus six something at the Masters, and he won it. So those guys are big favorites for a reason, but I've on this course, at this tournament, I like Bryson better than those other two this week. So, place your bets. Let's get it.
I'm excited. I have not started digging in
it
yet
should be fun.
To the field, but we'll kick it around some this week.
Yeah, so they've gotten a bunch of rain out there. It rained again today. So they were saying that if it baked out, you may not even see anybody score under par, but it's not going to bake out. It's going to be pretty soft. Now, the rough will be thick and wet. But, those guys, again, premium on fairways, they can handle it. It'll be soft enough that, you may have a winning score of 5, 6, 7 under, something like that, at best.
Okay.
Tough track. Good test of the best players in the world. All right, coming up next, something I missed, and I can't believe I missed it. Next on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, coming up in our next segment, I got roped into a TV show last night. Being Sunday night, my wife and I were used to sitting down and watching Mobland together, but that is now gone. Well, season one ended, and so we needed a new show, and she didn't really care. She was reading, and so I started this show, and oh, man.
One of those. I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you're going to find out.
We also started a show. It's new.
Great. Well, we'll talk about
it. I wonder if it's the same one. I'm going to guess no, but maybe.
You never know. That'll be next. One thing I missed in my award-winning show prep, and I don't know how I missed it. Maybe I was out, or just you know, wasn't a huge headline, but I totally missed that Derek Carr retired.
Yeah, I think you were...
I was probably out.
Out.
Did you guys do a big Derek Carr RIP segment?
I don't know that we did a big RIP, but I think... Because it had been something that had been kicked around, I think, for a little bit. There was a possibility of that happening with his shoulder, like, surgery that didn't take or them not wanting him in New Orleans. Some people were speculating they wanted to cut him, but... And like a retirement would actually be the better financial thing. So there was some writing on the wall, but yeah, we didn't go crazy with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know why you would. I mean, he's the definition of kind of a meh quarterback, you know, over the years. I mean, when you think of Derek Carr, what do you think of? Does anything come to mind? He is just the definition of meh.
Yeah, that's about it. And when I think about Derek Carr, the question is, how did a guy from Bakersfield, California, Fresno, California, get a Texas accent?
He has a Texas accent?
He talks like he's from the South, or like, and he's not. It's very strange.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is the most interesting thing about Derek Carr. You're right.
He kind of has like a twang, and like... He was, like, I think born and raised in, like, the Central Valley. Like, he might be a farm kid, but people don't talk like that in Central California.
Well, he spent some time in New Orleans. Maybe it's his California bro-y mixed with Creole.
Maybe it is. But then he got to start his career in Oakland, where still California.
Well, I got to thinking then that, you know, I just missed his retirement. Maybe it was a really quiet retirement, but what is the quietest retirement that you can remember? And there were a few that came to my mind. One being...
So are you defining it as you didn't realize this guy retired? Or when he did, there was so little fanfare? Or
all of it. Okay. Like, do you remember Vince Carter?
Sure. I don't remember when he retired.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that came to my mind because I think Vince Carter just kept holding on for so long that people forgot he was still in the league.
Yeah.
And then he retires, and then it's like, whatever.
Well, every year I'm like, is Udonis Haslam still playing? I mean, like,
I think he is.
I don't think he is anymore.
I thought he was...
He's been, like, the bench mascot for, like, a decade. It's very odd. But, yeah, again, it would be quiet when he does, because he's had this, like, halfway house to retirement role anyways.
Yeah, he retired July 28,
2023. Okay.
How about that?
I think DeAndre Jordan might be the new Udonis Haslam. He's a dude who just hangs around. He's like the last guy on everybody's bench. But
yeah, exactly. When he retires, you won't hear much about it.
I guess the other one, you heard about it because it was surprising, but it just happened suddenly and then it was over, was Barry Sanders.
Well, that's one of the most shocking retirements.
It was a stunning one, but it came quickly, and then he's a really private, quiet guy. So it seemed like Barry was here and then Barry was gone and that was it. They're like, I don't remember that being, I know the timing of it shocked people, but I still don't remember it being like a big, big deal.
Well, now you're on to something with the type of person they are, because that brings to mind Tim Duncan.
Uh-huh.
Because when he retired, that's one of the quietest retirements because he was one of the quietest guys.
Tim Lincecum just disappeared from the game.
That's
good
one.
Like, he didn't really like to talk or be out there anyways, and just kind of went away.
Yeah, that's true. He fizzled, but then you also have to technically retire. Most shocking retirements, certainly that's Barry Sanders. Pat Tillman comes to mind.
Andrew Luck comes to mind.
There you go, Andrew Luck. Yeah, those are the top
three. Whole, because the Andrew Luck one, the most shocking, because he knew at the point that the news broke that he was going to do it, but he had a planned announcement, and people found out while he was standing on the sideline for a preseason game in street clothes. And, like, he basically got booed out of the stadium for because people were like, wait, he's leaving?
Yeah, that was
And it
wild.
Was, like, week three of preseason, and that was the last time he walked out of that stadium. I mean, it's just crazy.
Wild. Well, anyway, RIP Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Ye will be missed. So they got Tyler Shuck in New Orleans, right?
I think they got Shuck, I think they got Rattler, and I think they got Aiden O'Connell?
Oh my God, really?
I mean, that quarterback
is gangbusters. What are they still doing with Rattler? He sucks.
I don't know. He just got his first big chance last year.
Well, he sucked.
I know. He sucked for a while. He sucked in college.
Yeah. Like, what do we see in that guy?
I don't know.
So I'm looking at the Saints here. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
They're one of three teams that do not have a primetime game this year.
Jake Haener is their third.
Oh, Haener, that's right.
Not Aiden O'Connell. All right. Well, maybe Shuck will be good.
Oh, O'Connell's with the Raiders. That's what I'm thinking.
Back it up to backing up the great Geno Smith.
That's right.
All right. Well, I just had to mention, I didn't know Derek Carr retired until I saw the story about him not wanting to force the Saints to pay him a bunch of money.
Did you say Megatron? Text line had Megatron. That's a good one. Calvin Johnson.
Oh.
Don't remember when that happened. He was totally dominant and then just wasn't there anymore. He didn't really fade.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a really good one.
He's still playing.
Calvin Johnson?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't remember him retiring.
Uh-uh.
Of course, you don't remember a lot of guys retiring, but I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one because he was a stud and just kind of waltzed away.
See you.
Another sneeze.
God bless you.
Thank you. Let's move on to Club 1080. I got roped into a show last night, and I hated it.
But then you kept watching it?
But did I? Yes, I did. I wonder if you do this.
I wonder if this was the same show.
And we'll check in on Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap.
Going about how we thought it would?
Yes, definitely is. That's next on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.